Now, so the message, then, is a message for all of you, not some of you. And not for some of you who take what you hear and rudimentally continue to enslave the people in your life. Because you are still needing to be special. And without being special, someone has to pay for that. So here is the message then. God is you. The divine is you. That conscience of pure reason, indeed, pure understanding, that is in you. And had you been a good steward of what you have learned, it would come to a meaningful reason. For if you are not a murderous, violent entity, and find within you those shards of compassion for those who are subdued, then you have found the God in you. And that is the creator of all. That is the ground of all being. And that message has struggled throughout the ages to be a message of endearing quality, of liberation. You cannot liberate the world. You are not going to save the world. You cannot possibly do that. What you do is you become transcendent. And the revelation in you becomes an ideal for others. For the whole world is seeking meaning. And if you demonstrate meaning and say, alas, what I have done, and you can do too. What is in me is in you, comes, and you have transcended, then one by one, the peoples begin to change. Finding God has arrested a journey, but caused a garden of the future to bloom. A reality is so beautiful, one can barely look upon it, indeed. So, if indeed you are the answer, is it that one changes for the world? No, that's much too lofty and much too sacrificial. You're not here to sacrifice anything except attitudes. You are here to replace attitudes with knowledge. That being well learned, being well found, will overcome your own ignorance and indeed your own superstition. And when overcoming that, you will have learned and found the ways to make known your unknown. That's your journey. That is your journey. And why, if 100 of you do not hold hands around some square, that you can't shift the world and UFOs will come and deliver everything? Because you haven't found yourself. In what proposition of power would you stand on? Whose ideology do you think that you are standing on? What power would you get in doing that except to make a scene and to feel more comfortable about yourself tonight? You're not going to make any difference at all because you're not powerful enough. All your power is tied up in your emotions, your belief systems, your culture, your sufferings, your past, and your unrequited dreams. You speak and nothing moves. You say, and the waters do not part. You pray, and God does not hear. You hope, and you hope. You proclaim to be the positive, only to dimly realize that you are the negative, struggling to be positive. And when you are the positive, your journey will become negative again. Is it an error? have kindness in you? Not at all. Kindness is beauty. Kindness begins in being kind first to you and getting rid of your trash, putting away your childish things and making a real effort to become transcendental. Transcendent simply means to have found knowledge and an effort deep from within you to the without, to practice that knowledge as a new self and not the old self, ridiculing it straight away. Living a life that becomes so profound and indeed so linked with reality itself, then you can say part and it will part. And then you will say and it will do. And those around you will marvel at you, and you cannot be worshipped. You cannot want to be special ever again. You must be found in you here. Yeah. You must be found in you. Can never be special ever again, because that enslaves other people. Do turn to your partner and tell them what you have learned thus far. I am watching. So be that.